And John Kelly had a presser yesterday, and he nailed it. All good reviews. We've got it for you. It's 6 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is brought to you by longroofing.com, and the season is over for the Nationals as they lose Game 5 of their playoff series to the Chicago Cubs at Nats Park. Manager Dusty Baker says this loss is heartbreaking.
Yeah, it's very disappointing. You know, not to be going to L.A., not to go home, see my family, and play in Dodger Stadium, and go to the next step. And, I don't know. It was just a tough game to lose.
The Cubs' Addison Russell drove in 4 runs, but later praised the Nats.
The Nationals, we have nothing but the utmost respect for them. Just great ball players all around.
Max Scherzer, in relief, allowed 4 runs and took the loss. In California, firefighters think they may finally be starting to make a little progress in fighting those raging wildfires. But fire watches and warnings remain in place throughout the region all weekend.
State Fire Chief Ken Pimlott.
What this means is our fires are going to continue to burn erratically. They have the potential to shift in any direction at any time.
As the death toll rises, Sonoma County Sheriff Rob Giordano says they're actively looking for bodies of victims.
We're using search and rescue team members. And we have cadaver dogs up here that basically can scent bodies and help us find people.
Hundreds of people are still unaccounted for. I'm Dave Alpert in Los Angeles.
A grand jury has indicted the boyfriend of a pregnant Howard County teacher whose body was found in a Damascus field last month. Police say Tyler Tessier shot Laura Wallen and buried her on his friend's property. Tessier was indicted on murder charges. He's been in jail since he was denied bond after his arrest last month. Montgomery County prosecutors are expected to update us on the case sometime later this morning. And Arundel County officials have found a new use for an old jail.
The Ordnance Road Correctional Center in Glen Burnie is getting some new residents starting at the end of the month. Illegal immigrants who've been detained by DHS and ICE. Carrie Kokolis is the superintendent of Anne Arundel County Detention Facilities.
Well, that's not to say that there may not be a low security level MS-13 member at some point in time, but the relativity is that probably will not be the case.
The county will get at least $1.7 million a year in return, and he says this is a more humane way to treat detainees rather than just putting them in jail. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The deadline to register to vote in next month's election in Virginia is right around the corner. In fact, you have to be registered by Monday if you plan to vote next month. But of course, any Virginian can register or check or update their registration information online. Country singer Jason Aldean took a defiant tone last night as he resumed his concert tour almost 2 weeks after a gunman opened fire during a show in Las Vegas.
These people are going to continue to try and hold us down and continue to try to do things to us that are going to make us live in fear and be scared and not go out and do what it is we want to do, whether it's go to a concert or go to a ball game or go to the mall or go to a movie. And to those people that keep trying to do that, I say, f*** you, we don't really care.
Meanwhile, Tina Frost, the former Anne Arundel County resident who was seriously injured in the Las Vegas shootings, continues to improve, her family says. They say the 27-year-old Arundel High School alum is in the process of waking up from a coma. Frost was shot in the head during the attack and lost her right eye as a result. Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 22,841, the Nasdaq at 65,92. Sports, the Cubs put an abrupt end to the national season with a 9-8 win in Game 5 of their NL Division Series. The American League Championship Series begins tonight, Astros versus Yankees. Thursday night football, the Eagles win. NHL, the Caps are in New Jersey tonight. NBA preseason, the Wizards take on the Knicks. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The Redskins and WMAL together again. Every game, home and away, all season long. The Washington Redskins.
Oh, Redskins touchdown!
On 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Despite recent record highs in the market, it's worth remembering there are many factors that can have an impact on your money. A change in the Federal Reserve, a shift in emerging markets, political unrest, or natural disasters. Hi, this is Greg Smith from the Wise Investor Group. For all the reasons to be optimistic about the market, there are also reasons to stay alert. Your financial advisor can help you evaluate all the news impacting the market, good and bad, and position your portfolio accordingly.
Greg Smith and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. Have your carpets looking, smelling, and feeling brand new again. Book at ZeroResDC.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Thank you. In Loudoun County, Charlestown, Pike Police very, very busy this hour between Purcellville Road and Hillsborough Road. The road is closed by an earlier crash, a very serious one, and entrapment is reported there. This traffic report sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. As for 295, the Anacostia Freeway southbound from the BW Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge, it's an 8-minute trip. It's about 3 minutes more than normal. Northbound Route 1, Washington Boulevard at Brookdale Drive. Watch out for a crash. All lanes are blocked for the moment. Route 32, westbound, the ramp to northbound 29, Columbia Pike, there's a crash. A single vehicle, we're told, off the road. Route 5 northbound between Surratt's Road and the Beltway, an 18-minute trip. It should only take you about 8. 66 eastbound between Business Route 234 and the Beltway, a 23-24-minute trip. Not too bad, but you tap on the brakes nonetheless. As for mass transit, the blue line delays between Van Dorn and the National Airport, and the yellow line between Huntington and National. Suffering from knee or back pain? Well, if so, call 1-800-888-KNEE and learn how a comfortable, nearly invisible brace can solve your pain. 90% satisfaction rating. The number 1-800-888-KNEE. 1-800-888-KNEE. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Most of today will be dry. However, we are caught in this east-northeasterly flow, cold air damming. And that's going to keep the clouds in. Spotty areas of light rain and drizzle. And temperatures in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Centerville, 61 in La Plata, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. The death toll now up to at least 31 in the California wine country fires. Get the latest at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning, happy Friday. Joining us on the show this morning at 7:05, we'll have Chelsea Janes. She is the Washington Post's Nats reporter. She'll have a wrap-up of last night's game at 7:45. Voice of the Redskins, Larry Michaels, is with us. At 8:05, Senator Ron Johnson will get his take on President Trump's executive order on health care. And at 8:35, from the Fox News Channel, it's Brett Baer with everything you need to know that is going on in Washington. I'm Mary Walter with Vince Colonies.
Well, good morning. Harvey Weinstein, ladies and gentlemen, he's the Hollywood mogul, continues to be a part of the news cycle, and for good reason. I mean, sexually harassing, raping, allegedly, many different women here making accusations. It's this Ronan Farrow story coming out in The New Yorker earlier this week. And this is, as we've been saying all week, has exposed Hollywood's soft underbelly, their vulnerabilities, their hypocrisy, their lack of a right to lecture us on the way we should be living our lives. There's news. There's more news on this. You had the Daily Mail reporting about a day ago now that the FBI apparently is looking into Harvey Weinstein, fearing that he will do a Polanski, is what they're saying. He's not fleeing to Europe at this point. They say he's going to sex rehab in Arizona, which I'm not sure exactly what that entails, but maybe the dry heat will help. It's just try to cool him down a bit. Just relax, buddy. Stop sexually harassing everything that moves. We'll just send you to Arizona.
He's actually going to the same rehab where Tiger Woods went. I don't know if that really took, so it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, good luck. So he's off to rehab and you know, obviously a part of a long chain of events hoping to rehab what's left of his life and win back people into their good graces. But this is also kicked off all sorts of things throughout Hollywood. You have Ben Affleck, who's being accused of all sorts of sexual assaults now and harassment. One actress saying that he had grabbed her rear end. I saw people calling him, you know, Ben Affleck starred in the Batman versus Superman movies. People are calling him Buttman now because he's grabbing tail. It's not good, Ben Affleck. You probably should not be doing that. And the other thing here in this Harvey Weinstein story that's been worth following is the media's complicity with it. We kind of been keeping track of what NBC did. Remember, Ronan Farrow, who worked for NBC this year, had to take his story to The New Yorker. He had began his reporting in January. By the summer, he felt like he had a pretty good report. He had that crazy audio of Harvey Weinstein admitting to sexually assaulting a model. And that was all lined up. He had everything lined up. And then all of a sudden, the barricades started going up. NBC started creating some roadblocks to his reporting. He wanted a camera crew to interview an accuser. And NBC denied it. Said, no, you can't have the camera crew. We can't give you the camera crew for this. So he said, fine, I'm going to pursue it on my own. And he paid for his own camera crew to sit down and do the interview. And he felt like what he had what he's referred to as a highly reportable story. And that story was fully formed, in his view, by the time he finally gave up on NBC. Because they had stopped him over and over from reporting it. And he went to The New Yorker. And he took his story there, and that's why we got that explosive story with lots of harassment allegations and 3 rape allegations against Harvey Weinstein, all from Ronan Farrow. They were under all sorts of pressure, NBC was, from the Weinstein company, threatening lawsuits, apparently, all sorts of litigation concerns that was coming down, and then questions about whether or not the president of NBC News, Oppenheim, has a pretty close relationship with the Weinsteins in Hollywood. He's certainly close to the Clintons. We know, you know, if you go back, I was looking at reports yesterday. You look back, you had Chelsea Clinton and Oppenheim hanging out at weddings together. Remember, Chelsea Clinton worked for NBC News at one point as like a reporter of some kind. I think she filed one report. The relationships are very, very tight. So this NBC component especially is really interesting. Tucker explored it on his Fox News show last night. And his contention here is, look, you look at NBC and what NBC has said. Their concern was, well, this story just wasn't ready. The Ronan Farrow's piece wasn't ready. It wasn't right to the point where we could have published it. Well, Ronan Farrow's pretty unequivocally said, no, that's not true. It was ready. It was ready to go. And Tucker says, what we know now is that NBC's been lying.
So let's be clear. NBC is lying. Yesterday, news division head Noah Oppenheim claimed NBC, quote, encouraged Farrow to report that story. The opposite is true. They pressured him to drop it. Oppenheim says, quote, NBC gave him resources to report that story over many, many months. Maybe, except for a camera crew when Farrow tried to interview an alleged rape victim. Oppenheim says Farrow's stories, quote, was not the story that we were looking at when we made our judgment. Yet another lie.
And remember, go back a couple nights ago. This is cut 11. Go back a couple nights ago to Rachel Maddow and Ronan Farrow. And she made what was a pretty brave decision to ask a question about why he didn't run it with NBC. She knew the answer. Come on. She knew the
NBC answer. NBC says that, you know, you didn't, that the story wasn't publishable, that it wasn't ready to go by the time that you brought it to them. But obviously it's ready to go by the time you got it into The New Yorker.
I walked into the door at The New Yorker with an explosively reportable piece that should have been public earlier. And immediately, obviously, The New Yorker recognized it's not accurate to say that it was not reportable. In fact, there were multiple determinations that it was reportable at NBC.
And then you get Tucker going on about the corrupt ties between NBC and Harvey Weinstein.
So why did a purported news organization kill a blockbuster news story? Well, presumably we will find out at some point. This is a scandal, and the truth has a way of emerging from those in the end. One possible explanation is Noah Oppenheim. In addition to being the head of NBC News, Oppenheim is a Hollywood screenwriter with deep ties to the movie business and to the Democratic Party establishment. Could it be that Oppenheim had a business relationship with Harvey Weinstein or Weinstein's company? It's not a far-fetched possibility at all. And yet, as of earlier today, Oppenheim and NBC, when asked directly, refused to say. No, Oppenheim ought to resign immediately. And if he doesn't, he ought to be fired immediately by NBC's parent company, Comcast. News executives are not allowed to tell lies. They're not allowed to participate in cover-ups. They ought to answer straightforward questions straightforwardly. When they don't, you know they're corrupt.
Pretty amazing stuff. And this, which means, you know, you think this all begins. Harvey Weinstein is the fall guy for this, for his behavior. And how many other people are now connected to this? How many people are going to be exposed because of this? And I think we're just seeing the beginning.
And the New York Times has a piece where they claim that the Weinstein Company knew in 2015 about these settlements. So they knew, various people at the Weinstein Company knew that there were settlements, but a lawyer apparently looked at all this. The board was not allowed to look at his file for whatever reason. They somehow agreed to that, and they hired an outside lawyer, outside counsel, to look at it. And the outside counsel said, yep, you know what, all of this is settled. There's nothing that's going to come back and bite you in the butt, because there have been settlements and confidentiality agreements signed. So you guys are in the clear. You can renew Harvey Weinstein's contract. Yeah. So they knew.
Harvey Weinstein's contract had a clause that allowed for sexual harassment settlements. How about that?
Yeah, and Rose McGowan, one of the most vocal critics of Harvey Weinstein, and she did have a settlement and a confidentiality, and she's one of the loudest voices on this. She was suspended from Twitter yesterday with no explanation, because she's really been going after Hollywood. And then all of a sudden, after there was an outcry about this, her Twitter account was back up. So very interesting. Poor Twitter's got to keep Hollywood happy, because those celebrity tweets, that's their bread and butter. You know, that's what gives them cachet. So poor Twitter, walking a very, very, very fine, uncomfortable line. It is now 6:17 on WMAL.
Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hiddy Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Hi there, Vince. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the Baltimore-Washington Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. Beginning to build in volume, it's a 7-minute trip. It's only about a 5-minute trip under normal circumstances. Route 5 northbound between Surratt's Road and the Beltway, 20 minutes your travel time. 270 headed south from 70 to 121. It is bumper to bumper now, a 27-minute commute. And 66 eastbound from 234 to the Fairfax County Parkway is slow. As for mass transit, both the yellow and the blue lines of Metro running with delays. The yellow between Huntington and National, and the blue between Van Dorn and National Airport. And now the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, so today is going to feel pretty much like a repeat of yesterday. Cloudy, spotty drizzle, light showers, high of 69. Tonight, rain showers this evening, overcast skies overnight, a low of 64. For Saturday, mostly cloudy skies early, partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high of 79, so a little warmer. And then Sunday, a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the mid-80s, lows in the upper 50s. Currently in our nation's capital, it's 62 degrees at 6:18 on WMAL.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Tyson's or Thursday in Gaithersburg. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative reservoir trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
John Kelly. Wow, John Kelly yesterday had a press conference. I got to see some of it. Really interesting. And you know you do a good job when the press in general says, you know what? Kudos to John Kelly. He sat there, he held it on. He held his own. Press conferences are one of those things where either you can do it or you can't do it. And apparently John Kelly has a phenomenal ability, White House Chief of Staff, to handle press conferences. So for those of you who missed it, we have a lot of it here for you. One of the first questions was someone asking him about whether he's quitting, because that's been a rumor for a while. You know, who's quitting next or who's getting the boot next in the Obama administration? John Kelly was the next one up. Are you quitting?
I would just offer to you that although I read it all the time, pretty consistently, I'm not quitting today. I don't believe, and I just talked to the president, I don't think I'm being fired today. I am not so frustrated in this job that I'm thinking of leaving. I would tell you, this is the hardest job I've ever had. This is, in my view, the most important job I ever had. I would offer, though, it is not the best job I ever had, best job I ever had, as I've said many times, is when I was an enlisted Marine sergeant infantryman. That was the best job I ever had. So unless things change, I'm not quitting. I'm not getting fired. And I don't think I'll fire anyone tomorrow.
So a little bit of humor, very nice, answered the question that was asked of him. So far, so good. And the Trump administration, not the Obama administration, sorry about that. And he explains why he decided he hasn't done a lot of press so far. And he also did something that I think endeared him to the press here. He thanked them.
I would have to tell you that coming into the job as the chief of staff, I had decided to not do too much with the press until I got my feet on the ground and figured out what base I was on any given day. Prior to this, when I was at DHS and certainly as a Marine general officer, interacted with the press a great deal. But coming into this job, I really needed to get to know the lay of the land. I have done, I think, three off the records, the first one of which was, of course, violated. But thank you for all of you that didn't violate the trust from those off the record periods.
No. So not everybody was well behaved.
And thank you to those who did not.
Some jerk violated an off the record.
Yeah, these appearances by someone at his level, a White House chief of staff, having a briefing like this is a little unusual. It's mostly cabinet secretaries or White House officials that you see, and there's probably a reason for that. Well, they probably put the people out who are very good at doing these things.
There's that, and they were trying to put to bed this notion that the White House is in chaos and that John Kelly's going to quit. I mean, the idea here was John Kelly needed to make a full frontal assault on that storyline propagated by the press, Gabe Sherman coming out with a report in the past few days, all of it suggesting that John Kelly was frustrated with the job and might be on the way out and that President Trump is out of control. He sought to cool tensions with the press there yesterday. And I'd say given his performance, it probably was a success.
Yeah.
For now.
Yep, for now. And one of the best questions was when there was asked, what frustrates you? And he said, all of you frustrate me. Well, not all of you, but most of you frustrate me. And he got a laugh for it. So even though he went after, I think it was all in the delivery. So kudos to John Kelly. Great job, sir. 622 on WMAL.
Hi, this is Mike Canetta, ProStatus Financial Advisors Group and the Savvy Investor Radio Show. Proud to join you in the WMAL family Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. Strategies to help you grow, keep, and distribute your wealth in the most tax-efficient manner possible. Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. here on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I love this time of year. I really do. Nothing's better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night and drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one have sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option available right here in Washington. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit InspireSleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at InspireSleep.com. That's InspireSleep.com.
Listen to what Jeff says about Andro 400.
This product is so much better than even some of the advertisements. This changed every aspect of my life. There was a 40 waist, and with the Andro 400, I'm down to 36. I'm 54 years old, and people have said to me that I look better than I ever have, and that I look like I'm in my early 40s. Hands down, I'm in the best shape of my life, and I'm telling you, it's the Andro. People immediately notice the burst of energy, my skin, my energy, plus the weight loss, the toning of the body, and the increased strength and endurance that I have in the gym. Where I was and where I am now, night and day. And Andro 400 has made the difference. My customers, my friends, my family, everybody's noticing the difference.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger like Jeff, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888. 400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Peter Max, meet world-renowned artist Peter Max, Saturday, October the 14th at two Wentworth Gallery locations. Peter Max will make a rare personal appearance on Saturday, October the 14th from 1 to 3 p.m. at Wentworth Gallery at Montgomery Mall in Bethesda, Maryland, and from 7 to 9 p.m. at the Wentworth Gallery at Tyson's Galleria in McLean, Virginia. Meet Peter Max. For more information, call Wentworth Gallery or visit wentworthgallery.com. Peter Max, this Saturday, October the 14th at two Wentworth Gallery locations, Montgomery Mall in Bethesda and Tyson's Galleria in McLean.
625 now WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Art Andrews is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Art.
Good morning, Mary. New York Avenue inbound before First Street Northwest. Watch out. The left lane is blocked by an accident. Police, yes, they are on the scene. This traffic report brought to you by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Now, 270 southbound, kind of slow between 70 and 109. It's a 23-minute trip. That's about twice the normal travel time. The Intercounty Connector headed west just before 95. Watch out for a crash blocking the left lane. It's located just after Route 1. Route 5 northbound approaching the Beltway, a multi-vehicle accident. The right lane is blocked. Police are on the scene. No less than four vehicles are involved here. Charlestown Pike between Purcellville Road and Hillsborough Road. An accident cleared, but the accident investigation goes on and the road is still closed as a result. 95 northbound in Virginia between Dale City and the Beltway. It is a 20-minute trip, so it's pretty slow. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not much sunshine today. High pressure giving us a north-northeasterly flow, keeping the clouds in. Spotty areas of light rain and drizzle as we head on through today. Temperatures in the upper 60s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stigick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, we're at 62 degrees at 626 on WMAL. Join all of us Sunday at the Birchmere at the Free Speech Forum. Starts at 7 o'clock. Chris Plant will be there. Larry O'Connor, me, Vince Colonis will all be there.
Guys.
We'll be live on stage. We're going to discuss politics, highs, lows, your questions. All honestly, if we can wrestle the microphone away from Chris and Larry. It's going to be tough.
That'll be probably one of the more entertaining parts of the show, actually.
I think that if enough people come and pony up, we can probably get you and Larry to wrestle. I'm just thinking.
It won't take that much. Bring it on, Larry.
I know you guys have a publicly you like to rib each other, but I think deep down inside you have a bromance going on.
Yeah, no, we have a deep contempt for one another.
No, you don't. It's a total bromance. And this free speech forum is going to be different than any other free speech forum you have been to. Why? Because former U.S. Attorney Joe DiGenova is going to be taking the stage, answering your questions, and former White House advisor Dr. Sebastian Gorka is going to be there as well. So when are you ever going to get to ask a question of Dr. Gorka? This is your chance.
Yeah. Find out what it's like to work in the White House for the President of the United States. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. So go to WMAL.com. Get your tickets. It's this Sunday starting at 7. It's 627 on WMAL.
Attention Washington area real estate investors or anyone looking for dockable waterfront property on the Chesapeake Bay. Here's an opportunity to own not just any property, but land that sits on high ground with panoramic views, private white sandy beaches, deep water for docking boats of all sizes, and world-class fishing right out your back door. This exclusive development is being offered for pennies on the dollar. This Saturday, October 14th, Water's Edge is offering 3.5 acres of deep dockable waterfront for only $69,900. Get 5 heavily wooded acres with water access and views for only $29,900. That's half the price for premium land. Call 800-684-4611 now to reserve your earliest priority appointment for this Saturday, October 14th. That's 800-684-4611. Financing available, no time limit to build. Call 800-684-4611 now.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owners insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owners insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net. I hate water softeners. I really hate softeners. I hate the thought of lugging salt and that it ruins septic systems. But I hate hard water that causes lime scale, which costs thousands in appliance damage and wasted energy.
Stop hating and start loving again with the HydroCare Smart Descaler from Wave Home Solutions. Prevent and eliminate lime scale the smart way. No maintenance, no salt, no plumbing required, and better than magnetic wraps. 1 year performance guaranteed. Go to IHateMySoftener.com. IHateMySoftener.com.
Coming up on WMAL, well, the whole Puerto Rico thing is just not going away. This disaster relief from Hurricane Maria, really, really getting messy. The president was tweeting out about it, and now there's some harsh response to his tweet. We'll also have an update on the Vegas shooter. This story changes daily. It's absolutely unbelievable. And also, there's something going on in D.C. with our teenagers that's not going on anywhere else. It's kind of gross. We'll tell you about it. It's 6:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson, and just like that, the national season is over. They lose to the Chicago Cubs in Game 5 of their National League Division Series at Nationals Park last night. Manager Dusty Baker, went meeting with reporters afterward, was still shaking his head.
Man, you know, had a catcher's interference. You know, we gave away at least, you know, 3 or 4 runs. And we had a lot of opportunities.
The Nats have now been eliminated in the NLDS for the fourth time in 6 years. The California Office of Emergency Services says new resources are arriving to help try and bring the historic Northern California wildfires under control.
Additional resources continue to come into these incidents, which is starting to give us the upper hand, allowing us to switch over from strictly structured defense and protecting lives to actually getting some containment started.
The death toll from the fires has now reached 31, and hundreds of people are still missing. President Trump is making his mark on health care.
The president up bright and early this morning tweeting, and I'll just read it to you. It says, the Democrats' Obamacare is imploding. Massive subsidy payments for their pet insurance companies has stopped. Dems should call me to fix. But make no mistake, over the last 24 hours, the moves the president has made have gone a long way toward putting his imprint on government-sponsored health insurance. And he did it without an act of Congress.
Correspondent Joe Johns. Checking your money. The Dow opened today at 22,841. The Nasdaq at 65,92. Sports sponsored by MLB on TBS. The Nats fall to the Cubs in Game 5 of their NLDS. Game 1 of the Yankees Astros ALCS is tonight. Thursday night football. The Eagles win. NHL. The Caps play the Devils tonight. NBA preseason. It's Wizards Knicks in New York. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The excitement of the MLB postseason continues as the best teams fight to win in the National League Championship Series. Tomorrow, 8 p.m. Eastern on TBS, the home of the National League postseason.
Hey-ho, Larry O'Connor here, and you've been hearing me talk about EMP 180 weight loss since January because, well, my New Year's resolution was to lose weight, and I did it. And as proud as I am for losing weight, the real success for me has been keeping it off. That has been life-changing for me. I'm as healthy as I've ever been right now. I know more about nutrition than I ever have before, and through this EMP 180 journey, I learned that sustained weight loss is all about nutrition. EMP 180 gives you the tools needed to lose the weight, and when you do, they continue to support you so you keep it off. So, if you have weight to lose, I'm talking to you right now. Don't be afraid of failing or losing the weight and putting it right back on. Call EMP 180 and, like me, empower yourself to lose the weight for good. Locations in Tyson's Corner and now in Rockville. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or give them a call. 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180 to schedule your consultation today.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonizer, and right now you can save $1,074 on roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
Hi, it's Larry O'Connor, and if you're thinking about selling your home, here's a couple of reasons why you should call my friends and my realtors, Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds Team with Keller Williams today. It's a fact that Sarah and Debbie net their sellers $30,000 more on average. Plus, Sarah and Debbie sell their homes three times faster than the average agent. How do they do it? Well, Sarah and Debbie already have the buyers. They have over 5,500 ready buyers in their exclusive database looking to buy right now. In fact, many of Sarah and Debbie's homes are sold even before they hit the list date. Don't just call any realtor and risk losing thousands of dollars. Sarah and Debbie get their home sellers top dollar and will even guarantee to buy your home at a price acceptable to you. Call the only ones you need to get your home sold fast and for top dollar and start packing. Call Sarah and Debbie now, 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. And remember, Debbie has the buyers. You heard me. Debbie has the buyers. Call today.
This week on About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell.
So when it comes to retirement, it's going to be even more important to make sure that you're getting value out of your TSP, and that is that you can connect the TSP and its rules to how to withdraw money most successfully for what you're going to want to accomplish in retirement.
Join us for About Federal Benefits with Winter Troxell, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL or online at wintertroxell.com.
635 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Bill. Good morning. Whitehurst Freeway, the off-ramp to 27th Street. Do watch out for an overturned vehicle. Lanes are blocked. Police are on the scene. This traffic report sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. An accident, New York Avenue inbound before 1st Street Northwest. The left lane is blocked. Police are there. Route 5 northbound approaching the Beltway. A multi-vehicle accident. The right lane is blocked. Police are there. Four vehicles are involved in this, by the way. Route 1, Washington Boulevard at Brookdale Drive. There's a crash. The cleanup is in progress. Franconia Springfield Parkway eastbound just before Bonnie Mill Lane. A crash takes out the right lane at the Intercounty Connector before 95. An accident blocking the left lane. Happy to tell you the yellow and blue lines, which were delayed, are back on schedule. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved. And with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline and do it now. Save your family and yourself. 1-800-430-4149. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No significant or measurable precipitation. We'll stay mainly dry today. Plenty of clouds this morning and mostly cloudy this afternoon. Might see a light rain shower, spotty drizzle, 69. Tonight in the mid-60s. Chance of showers early. And tomorrow, bright in the sky, becoming partly cloudy up near 80 degrees. Clouds and sun and middle 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 62 in Alexandria, 59 in Bethesda, 62 in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
Good morning and happy Friday the 13th. I forgot about that. It is Friday the 13th. That's okay. You're going to have a great day today. Joining us at 7:05 is Chelsea Janes. She is with the Washington Post, and she's going to give us a wrap-up of last night's Nats game. At 7:45, Voice of the Redskins, Larry Michaels is with us. At 8:05, it's Senator Ron Johnson with his take on President Trump's executive order on health care. And at 8:35 from the Fox News Channel, it's Brett Baer with everything you need to know that is going on right here in the Washington, D.C. area. I'm Mary Walter, and that right there, Vince Colonies.
Oh, yeah. Well, the federal government's been trying to respond to all this hurricane damage on Puerto Rico and the U.S. Virgin Islands, but let's focus on Puerto Rico for a moment. They're spending a lot of time, money, resources, and send a lot of labor there to try and help the island because it's devastated. There's much of the island still, of course, needs a lot of support. Roughly 84% of Puerto Ricans remain today without electricity, and only 64% have drinkable water. That's according to FEMA, and they're reporting on this on Tuesday. So clearly, in a dire state in Puerto Rico. And the president, from the get, has been trying to be very on top of all of this and get the federal government resources there. He also hasn't been shy about talking about how difficult Puerto Puerto Rico is and actually handling all of the issues that are there. And part of the reason for that is because I think President Trump is keenly aware of what President Bush went through with Hurricane Katrina and all of the allegations that he, for some reason, remember Kanye West accusing him of racism and all sorts of things. This was what he's been trying to preempt. He's saying, look, this is a robust federal government response, but ultimately, when it comes to the president, you can't hand him a crap sandwich and then ask him why his hands smell like crap. This is an island that is devastated by both these storms and an infrastructure that was already terrible, by an electrical grid that was already terrible, by crippling debt to the tune of, I think, what, $70 billion. I mean, you've got real structural problems here in Puerto Rico, and the president's saying, look, we're doing all we can, but we need your help. Well, yesterday, as you might recall, the president went sort of on a tweet tear about Puerto Rico, and he said the following, and this sort of got kick-started some more drama yesterday. Puerto Rico survived the hurricanes. Now a financial crisis looms largely of their own making, says Cheryl Atkinson. A total lack of accountability, say the governor. Electric and all infrastructure was disaster before hurricanes. Congress to decide how much to spend. We cannot keep FEMA, the military, and the first responders who have been amazing under the most difficult circumstances in Puerto Rico forever. This is the president yesterday. Well, that absolutely lit up San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz, who's been a caricature of a Trump critic throughout this entire thing. This is the statement she released yesterday, and she accused him of condemning the Puerto Rican people to both, quote, a slow death and a genocide. A genocide. Listen, Mr. President, you seem to want to disregard the moral imperative that your administration has been unable to fulfill. While you're amusing yourself throwing paper towels at us, your compatriots in the world are sending love and help our way. Condemn us to a slow death of non-drinkable water, lack of food, lack of medicine, while you keep others eager to help from reaching us. I ask the United Nations, UNICEF, and the world to stand with the people of Puerto Rico and stop the genocide that will result from a lack of appropriate action from the president. Mr. President, fulfill your moral imperative towards the people of Puerto Rico.
Is this the same mayor who has had time to have custom t-shirts made during the genocide? Isn't that her?
Right? And who explains?
She's the one who's had t-shirts that say, we're dying, help, and nasty. She wore a nasty woman or just said nasty on her for one of the interviews.
It's also the same mayor who told Geraldo Rivera that the people of Puerto Rico are dying. And when he said, where are the dying people? She said, well, they're not dead yet. They're in the process of dying.
Yes. Yeah. She's part of the perpetually outraged. This just gave her a platform to vent her anger. She's just an angry liberal. No matter what happens, she's going to be angry. And you're right. What people need to bear in mind is this island was bankrupt. I mean, and they were a mess before the hurricane got there.
And she's an unserious political activist, yet still she gets to go on CNN and represent all of Puerto Rico. Here she is last night.
The White House response to this and the president's response to this is, you know, I said this morning, rather than being a commander-in-chief, he's like a hater-in-chief. He continues to tweet his hate all over the place.
All over the place. She's coining phrases now.
You know, what's interesting, the Virgin Islands, also an island, was devastated by Hurricane Maria as well. But we don't hear these stories coming out of that island. I wonder why that is. Could it be because their infrastructure is in a mess? Because they didn't have workers who refused to transport goods from the stories have come out that apparently a lot of these supplies are sitting in the airport, sitting on docks, and there's no one there to transport the stuff to the people.
In fact, the FBI is now looking into multiple allegations from residents across the island who say that local officials have been withholding FEMA resources that have been arriving and giving them just to their friends. This
like
is incredible.
Republic.
So the FBI looking into this, telling Kerry Pickett at the Daily Caller. We'll keep tracking all of it. 6:43 on WMAL.
Don't buy new carpets. Get a Zero-Res deep clean and save. 3 rooms of carpets clean for just $159. Book at ZeroResDC.com. That's ZeroResDC.com.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Washington, D.C.? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple 3-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show, Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Washington, D.C. area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Washington, D.C. is a perfect market for my system, and next week, I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-640-88. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-640-88. That's 1-800-640-88.
Whether you're looking to move up or change careers, make sure the education you invest in can give you skills to prepare you for that next step. University of Maryland University College offers degrees online from a public state university to provide the education your future demands. Hear from alumni like cyber graduate Kate.
When I mentioned UMUC, everybody's eyes lit up in the room because they knew that program had a good reputation in the industry.
MBA graduate Andre.
The real life experience of my teachers at UMUC was absolutely invaluable.
Health informatics graduate Ebony.
Every class that I had applied to what I was doing at work.
And communications graduate Monique.
The fact that UMUC is part of the University System of Maryland means that it's a quality education.
Our next undergraduate session starts October 23rd. Our advisors can help you develop the right plan for you to earn a respected degree from a public state university. Get started fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
It's 6:45, time for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, and here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, happy Friday the 13th to you, Vince. And we have an accident, New York Avenue inbound before First Street Northwest. The left lane is blocked. Police are on the scene. 95 northbound approaching the Beltway, an accident on the shoulder. Police are there as well. Route 5 headed north right near the Beltway, a multi-vehicle crash. The right lane is blocked. Four vehicles involved. An accident 66 eastbound, the off-ramp to 27th, an overturned vehicle. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway southbound between 198 and the Beltway, about an 18-20 minute trip, so it's a bit heavy at the moment. And the outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur, it's a 25-minute commute. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No significant or measurable precipitation. We'll stay mainly dry today. Plenty of cloud this morning and mostly cloudy this afternoon. Might see a light rain shower, spotty drizzle, 69. Tonight in the mid-60s. Chance of showers early. And tomorrow, bright in the sky, becoming partly cloudy up near 80 degrees. Clouds and sun and middle 80s on Sunday. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 647 on WMAL.
It's going to make some financial advisors squirm in their seats, but you're going to love it. Listen to Rod Carson on Wealth from Wisdom this Saturday at noon, right here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Okay. Let's take another look at this Las Vegas shooting timeline, which, again, this is amazing that we even have to rehash this. Normally, when you get official sources, when you have police giving you a timeline down to the minute, you think at least those are the types of facts that you can rely on to be able to report. And that's what the position we've been in as we've gotten these reports from the Las Vegas Sheriff's Department, the police department there. But it turns out this timeline, again, remains in flux. So we're going to give you the latest here. And the reason for this is because the Mandalay Bay Hotel is now saying that, remember, this idea was there was a six-minute gap. 9:59, Jesus Campos gets shot. He's the security guard. 6 minutes later, the shooting begins on the crowd at the Country Music Festival. Okay? That was the most recent version of the timeline, and one that opened a lot of questions. How could there be 6 minutes before him being basically wounded, but still, obviously, he was with it because he spoke to cops. Why wasn't there a radio call, et cetera, et cetera? Here's what we know now. MGM Resorts, the parent company of the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino, have shut down this allegation that there was a six-minute gap. They've released a statement about this. They say this. The 9:59 time was derived from a Mandalay Bay report manually created after the fact without the benefit of the information we now have. We are now confident that the time that was stated in this report is not accurate. According to the statement, the shots were fired, quote, at the festival lot at the same time as or within 40 seconds after the time Jesus Campos first reported that shots were fired over the radio. So they're basically saying the radio communication came in from Jesus Campos about concurrently or up to 40 seconds before the shots were fired at the country music festival. So that's now it basically tightened up that timeline in a meaningful way, which is you know, meaningfully different than 6 whole minutes of time. So that's what we're left with now. Here are the facts as we know them at this moment. Paddock had 47 firearms, which he'd been stockpiling. He took 23 of them to that Mandalay Bay hotel room. He left a note that included the trajectories in the room. He may have had an escape plan. The Clark County Sheriff said the shooter had his car stocked with explosives and personal protection gear. And he also had scouted Chicago and Boston as well. He booked rooms overlooking Grant Park in Chicago in August for Lollapalooza. And he also researched hotels in the vicinity of Fenway in Boston. Unbelievable stuff here. Still more news on this. It's going to keep coming, especially that motive. 650 on WMAL.
How would you like a second source of income without having to work a second job? Does that sound just about too good to be true? Well, my friends at Online Trading Academy can show you how other people are doing this every day. You see, they have a patented core strategy that can help you learn how to follow what the big banks on Wall Street are doing, and how profits are being made when the market goes up and even when it goes down.
Right now, they're offering a free do-it-yourself investor's kit,
so you can get started right away.
Call 877-304-TRADE.
You'll get 2 online classes, instructional videos, and a guide that will help you learn to build that second income. It's all free.
877-304-TRADE.
They will even throw in 2 free tickets to an upcoming workshop, so you can ask questions and learn more. The market is making all kinds of moves. Are you ready to move with it?
Call 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-TRADE. 877-304-8723.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice. One that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
So this is your very first day on a 1-800-GOT-JUNK truck team.
I'm really excited.
Of course you are. This is a great job. So tell me what you've learned.
Always make things easy for the customer.
And what do we tell people?
All you have to do is point.
And whatever you're pointing at will disappear. Tom, you're gonna do great.
Welcome aboard, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, welcome aboard.
Thanks, other Tom.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK
or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
This is Michael Medved. I'm here with Mike Stahl from Health Markets, helping folks find the right Medicare coverage. The news reports say that the rates might be going down.
The government projects the cost of Medicare plans will decrease this year. So you have to ask yourself, are you getting the best rate? Health Markets offers a free service with access to thousands of Medicare plans nationwide to help folks maximize their benefits and save money.
What is it people need to keep in mind?
Enrollment in the right plan is not automatic. With so many Medicare options, it can be confusing. My advice: don't go it alone. Get unbiased help to find a plan that may cost less and cover more, with lower co-payments, more choices like dental and vision, and the freedom to choose your doctors. With the enrollment deadline only weeks away, it's important to act now. Our Health Markets Medicare assistance is free.
Thanks, Mike. This is Michael Medved for Health Markets.
For your free Medicare assistance, call 800-349-8892. That's 800-349-8892. 800-349-8892.
It's 6:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here is John Lesher at the CNBC News Desk. Happy Friday, John.
Thank you. And you too, Mary. The futures are rising this morning, so that's good news for investors. Healthcare stocks will be in focus again today. They slumped yesterday after the president moved to undermine Obamacare by cutting off subsidies to health insurance companies for low-income patients. That sparked threats of legal action and concerns of chaos in the insurance markets. The president plans today to declare that the landmark landmark Iran nuclear deal is not in America's national security interests. The group of seven finance leaders agrees to cooperate in countering North Korean attempts to avert U.N. sanctions. Equifax says one of its third-party vendors had been running malicious code on one of its web pages, but the credit reporting agency says its systems were not compromised. And on the heels of Harvey Weinstein's sexual harassment scandal, Variety magazine holds its Power of Women event in Beverly Hills today. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Save money on your mortgage today. Call Network Capital. Network Capital is the name you can trust. And with rates like 3% with an APR of 3.16% on a 15-year fixed mortgage, you can't afford not to see what you can save. Call Network Capital today, 800-700-8068. They're a direct lender, so it's their own money they're lending, making the process fast, simple, and secure. And if you're consolidating debt, making home improvements, purchasing rental properties, or just trying to build wealth, Network Capital has a program for you. Call 800-700-8068 today for a 15-year fixed mortgage of 3% with an APR of 3.16%. Network Capital is the sponsor of the Mortgage Radio Show, Saturdays at 1 p.m. here on WMAL. Call them today, 800-700-8068.
Not licensed in all states. NMLS ID number 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. An equal housing lender. Stated rate subject to change and may not be available at commitment or lock-in. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-700-8068 for additional cost information.
It's 6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather. It's every 10 minutes. First on the fives. And here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Mary, thank you. Charlestown Pike between Purcellville Road and Hillsborough Road. The accident investigation from an earlier crash continues and the road remains closed. Anacostia Freeway southbound from the VW Parkway to the 11th Street Bridge. It's an 11-minute trip, but should only take you about five. Northbound 95 approaching the Beltway. An accident on the shoulder. Police are there. 66 eastbound, the off-ramp to 27th. An overturned vehicle reduces the road to one lane. Route 7, Leesburg Pike eastbound after Utterback Store Road. In Reston, a disabled vehicle. Watch the left lane is blocked there. 95 northbound from the Occoquan River Bridge to the Beltway. It's a 27-minute commute. Very slow. And the outer loop of the Beltway from 95 to the 270 spur. Bumper to bumper, about a 28-minute trip. Twice the normal travel time. And now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cool, cloudy day today. Much improved by the upcoming weekend. Temperatures soaring by Sunday. Gray sky this morning, gray sky this afternoon. Slight chance of a shower or some spotty drizzle. No real measurable rainfall. Upper 60s. Tonight only into the mid-60s. Chance of showers early. Saturday, mostly cloudy to partly cloudy. 79. Then Sunday all the way into the middle 80s with a mix of clouds and sunshine. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently at our nation's capital, 62 degrees at 6:56 on WMAL.
Come on. Let's talk about sex, baby. Let's talk about you.
Apparently, no one is discussing sex with their children in Washington, D.C. Because, hey, Washington, D.C., you're waking up this morning and you're number one. Washington, D.C. is the home to the highest rate of reported sexually transmitted diseases among teenagers in the entire United States.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And it is not even close. Reporting sexually transmitted diseases at a rate of 55 cases for every 1,000 teenagers, people ages 15 to 24, so not totally teenagers, 15 to 24. They make up only 25% of the American population, but they account for 50% of all new STDs reported in 2013, which is the last year for which we have numbers. Not even close. The next closest is Louisiana with just over 40 for every 1,000. So, yay, congratulations, Washington. You're number one in something.
Oh, my goodness.
Here's what I don't understand. This generation, every generation that comes along, has more sex ed in school than any generation before them, right? Because parents have abdicated this responsibility and they want the schools to do it. So the schools are doing it.
Not all parents.
Not all, but this is why we have it in schools, you know, because a lot of parents don't like discussing this with their kids. So these kids are educated upside down and sideways about sex and all sorts of things and STDs. And yet This number is absolutely unacceptable. How does this happen? Alabama, 40, as I said, 40 cases over 1,000. Louisiana, also 40, so just a little bit over. Mississippi, 38 cases per 1,000. Utah has the state's has the lowest teen STD rate. So yay, Utah, just over 10 for every 1,000 teens. Look at the difference. Number one, D.C., 55 for every 1,000 teens. Utah, 10. I wonder what's going on in Utah. Huh. Maybe because they're super religious in Utah and they Yeah, maybe that has something to do with this.
I do gotta say, if you pull back the chart though, let's be fair to 2017 for a moment. 2017, a horrible year for a bunch of reasons. But on this STD question, you are looking at, if you go back to like 1941 when the Centers for Disease Control has been tracking, say, gonorrhea, 1975 looks to be the peak. We are about at the lowest levels we have been historically since the 1940s. So let's be fair to the broader trend, but Washington, D.C. is unique in that it is outpacing a lot of, like, everywhere else when it comes to teen STDs.
And also, according to this report from the CDC, young gay and bisexual males have disproportionately high rates of HIV, syphilis, and other sexually transmitted diseases. So young gay and bisexual males, you guys are the ones leading the pack here. But and listen to this. This is odd. Adolescent lesbian and bisexual females are more likely to be the ones getting pregnant than their heterosexual peers.
I don't think that's how science works.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's not what happens. Vince, tell them what's coming up next.
Well, I don't even know how to respond to that. Coming up next, we're going to talk about the Nationals. So you're talking about leading in things.